You're listening to KGNU Morning Magazine. I'm your host, Alexis Kenyon. For years, therapists and mental health providers across the state who accept Medicaid have also had to take on hours of paperwork in order to get reimbursed for services. Recently, a clerical error threatened to put even more burden onto providers. Jennifer Brown covers mental health for the Colorado Sun and joined me today to talk about this week's controversy. Jennifer, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
In your article, you talk about how over the last week you started getting all these phone calls from mental health providers who were quitting Medicaid. What was going on?
Right. So basically, the state Medicaid department uses a contractor. They're called Colorado Community Health Alliance, which is owned by Anthem, the big insurance company. But this health alliance is the one that processes all the claims and sends the money to these mental health providers. So when they fill out the paperwork to make a claim, the providers are supposed to include a number that's their specific identification number. What seems to have happened is that after they sent in these claims, they did it properly. They included the number. The Health Alliance, in their software system that they were using, it was basically scrubbing that line. And so they were saying, look, every claim that you made in this almost 2-year period needs to be resubmitted. Otherwise, you have to pay us back the money that we paid you for those services.
So basically, the contractor messed up the claims and then asked the healthcare providers to fix it. Is that right?
Right. I mean, it's federal and state law, like you have to have that number. And so the contractor, the Health Alliance, their system was wrong. I asked them, like, why can't you guys just fix it? Like, open up the claims and add it back in or whatever. But they were saying, look, under the law, the specific counselor doing the counseling is the one that has to enter the provider identification number. So if you're a therapist and you saw a person one time a week for 2 years, that would be 104 claims that you made just for one patient. So asking them to resubmit all of those is really a totally separate full-time job than their actual job of providing therapy. And many of them I talked to were just completely overwhelmed and getting these notices in the mail saying, look, you'll have to pay us this back if you don't accomplish this task within 60 days. And some of these are like $7,000 up to, I heard one that was $18,000 that was owed.
Colorado Community Health Alliance, the contractor responsible for this debacle, reversed its decision to collect on the providers 2 days after you reported on it for the Colorado Sun. You wrote a follow-up article, and when reaching back out to providers, you found that for a lot of them, it was too little too late.
Yeah. And you hear it across the board, like anyone who provides mental health, behavioral health, the substance abuse type of therapies, they're constantly complaining really about the duplicative paperwork that they must file on multiple levels and to multiple agencies. And it's cumbersome for them to even provide services to that needy population. And then at the same time, all this is going on, mental health care providers received notice in 2019 that a 20% rate cut would go into effect in January 2020. And they had a hard time stomaching that at the time, especially since it was just ahead of all those days of isolating ourselves during the COVID pandemic and really a time that exacerbated mental health care and the need statewide. So, I mean, basically what they're saying is we get reimbursed very little in the first place for our time to take care of these patients. And then when it becomes such a paperwork headache, they just want to quit entirely.
Well, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I would just say that, you know, these stories were really powerful. Some of these people that I spoke to, there was one woman who she went back to college as a single mom to get her degree to be a licensed counselor. And while she was in college as a single mom, got Medicaid herself and used it to pay for therapy that she termed life-saving. And so she knew that when she opened her own practice, that she would serve these same clients who needed that care and didn't have a lot of options. And it lasted 2 years. And now she's one of those that's quitting having Medicaid patients just because she can't deal with this paperwork issue. So she was really heartbroken that that's how it turned out. She said, I guess I was naive when I thought that I could open my doors to all these folks and really make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, why is it so hard? And why is there no consideration for how difficult this is or the burden it's putting on healthcare providers?
I do know that, you know, some of the providers and advocates for them have been asking for years for an ombudsman, somebody that providers could go to and be like, hey, we're not being treated fairly by the contractor who's paying our claims, or, you know, whatever their current issue might be. It's taking too many months to get reimbursed or whatever they've been through over the years. And they say that there's nowhere in Colorado to really take those complaints.
Jennifer Brown is a reporter for the Colorado Sun. Thank you for talking with me today, Jennifer.
Thank you.